This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Steve Rosenblum.
Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You know, I thought about wearing my standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona shirt. I do have one of those. Because I did stand on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. But now I'm talking to you live on Memorial Day from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He is Mike Esposito.
Hello.
We've done this for a long time. Hello. I will not say happy Memorial Day. I will say have a respectful and restful Memorial Day, giving thanks to people who lost their lives, paid the ultimate sacrifice to ensure our freedom and our country as we have been able to enjoy it. Our phone number at the Score is 312-644-6767. See, I wrote it wrong. I said it wrong Saturday. It really was Saturday. Second.
I heard that.
I suck, so you don't have to. My producer doesn't fix it for me, and I'm staying on brand, and then it comes an hour later when Grody comes on and tells me, you said the wrong number. I said, oh, that's great. Okay, and then Grody was talking about going being sent to the Jewels while you're at the Jewels.
I literally texted you because I was driving to the Jewels to get Memorial Day provisions, and I was listening to you guys. And he said he had to go to the Jewels. And I'm like, I'm at the Jewels.
There we go. Simpatico. All right. We're going to go a little old school here. Catch you up on everything that happened before we roar into the show. Mike Esposito with his scoreboard update.
Hey, here we go. Cubs yesterday, quite a win. You probably at the beginning of the game were saying, who is Reese McGuire? Well, then he hit two home runs. Reese McGuire leads the Cubs to an 11-8 victory. Cubs win 2-3 of the series. They host Colorado this afternoon, 12:45 for your pregame. Right here on the Score, Jameson Taillon against somebody named Carson Palmquist for the Rockies. I think he may have made that up.
It's a hedge fund.
He's pitching for Colorado, who, by the way, worst team in baseball. Speaking of worst team in baseball, second to worst team in baseball,
right.
The White Sox lose to Texas 5-4. They almost swept Texas, though. We'll give them that. They are at New York against the Mets today. Adrian Hauser and Clay Holmes. Basketball last night, you thought the Knicks were dead. They looked dead at first, and then they came back. A 20-point rally. They beat the Pacers 106-100. Indiana 2-1 in that series. Tonight, Oklahoma City at Minnesota. That series is 2-1 OKC. Alex Palou, the Indy 500 champion yesterday.
It doesn't matter. It is until we get another Ilio Khathronevath. That's the only Indy driver who matters.
Are there
Ilio Khathronevath? It is the Indy equivalent of Pat Hughes saying, Eugenio Suarez.
That's the best. Yes. The all-timer for... Are there any Andretti's left, by the way?
They're
driving.
I'm sure there are multiple Andretti.
One crashed out within the first 10 laps yesterday.
Thank you,
Tyler. The
grandson
of Mario Andretti.
Tyler Farringall, thank you. Indy 500 correspondent. We go to the NHL now. The Carolina Hurricanes at Florida today. They're trying to stave off elimination. Florida leads 3-0. Edmonton beat Dallas last night. They lead 2-1.
That was stunning. That was stunning. To the way Edmonton rallied and what they've done and beaten a Dallas goalie who seemed untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
The surprise is that Stuart Skinner gave up a goal for Edmonton. He had a streak going where if he gave up a goal, he was going to go up 5, 6, 7. He was going to lose. If he mm-hmm. didn't give up a goal, it was going to be a shutout the way it had been. All of his wins were shutouts. This is the first win where he actually, the other team scratched.
Gave up a goal.
It. Hey, two other hockey notes. I don't know if they're in your update. But the Blackhawks are supposed to introduce a coach tomorrow. All right, moving right along. The United States beat Switzerland in the World Championships 1-0 in overtime.
Oh.
And I bring this up because a member of that team was future Hawks hoped for star Frankie Nazar. He tied for the team lead with 6 goals, tied for the team lead with 12 points. So he's playing on the world stage. They win a gold medal. It's the first time in 92 years the U.S. The U.S. world team is the Cubs on skates.
Unbelievable.
That's 92 years.
The highest scoring team. No, yeah. Baseball. So anyway, Edmonton leads 2-1 in that series. WNBA, the Sky, 0-3. They lose to L.A. last night, 91-78. And Bears, we're going to talk plenty of Bears. Still nothing from Caleb, though. We'll talk about the Bears throughout the course of the show. You are listening to Chicago's number one sports station, 670 The Score.
For those of you who are decimal heads, baseball nerds, you know what a Maddox is, right? A Maddox is...
I know who Maddox is.
Right. And because of who Greg Maddox was, under 100 pitches, complete game. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't make it under 2 hours, too, because that was part of Maddox. But it was a complete game, under 100 pitches, that kind of stuff. Well, Tarik Skubal.
I saw this, yep.
This is a stunning thing. This is the greatest Maddox ever thrown. He, nine inning complete game, by the way, his first complete game shutout.
Nobody pitches first complete games anymore.
13 Ks, under 100 pitches. That's a stunning number of... To be held under 100 pitches, to hold it under 100 pitches. Anyways, Tarik Skubal with the greatest Maddox ever, something Maddox himself never did.
I actually saw, and this is, so I, two things on that. The last pitch of that game, I'm sure you probably saw the highlight, was 102 miles an hour from Skubal, his fastest of the game.
Right.
And part two of this, and this is going in the Wayback Machine, I attended a Greg Maddox pitched Maddox in which the Braves beat the Cubs at Wrigley Field, and it was a David Schuster special, our old pal. It was a 1 hour, 50-minute game.
Who cares?
But it was I think he threw like 77 pitches, whatever it was. The Braves beat the Cubs that day, shockingly, and Maddox mm-hmm. went the distance, and the Cubs lost.
Let's move along to the Cubs today. They are wrecking the league. The numbers, the stats, the... It seems like a cliche. Oh my God, they lost Justin Steele early. They lost Shota. They got no pitching. Their bullpen is a wreck. Their bullpen's unreliable. Where is it going to go? So what do? They just keep hitting. We're gonna out-hit Jed Hoyer's mistakes. We're gonna out-hit our bad pitchers. We're gonna out-hit a bullpen that nobody there's this circle of trust has nobody in it many times. Although we saw it this weekend. So they win 11-8 yesterday in Cincinnati. It was the 12th time this year they've scored 10 or more runs. How un-Cub-like is that and how necessary? It's the most performances of 10-plus runs since 1898. We're going back a couple centuries to find out just what the Cubs
pre-Wrigley Field.
This is explosive stuff.
This is nice.
It is. Thank you, Pat. It is nice.
On Sunday, they only scored 7 runs in the last 4 innings.
That's...
I say only in the last 4 because there was a marquee flashed a graphic. As they began to rally, they were down 4 runs. Six, two. And then they went nuts. They scored 7 runs in the 6th and 7th inning. Or 7th and 8th, but it all runs together because the Cubs had outscored their opponents 53-3 from the 6th inning on.
That is extremely un-Cub-like and amazing. They also have, and I saw this yesterday, but it bears
by the
mentioning.
Way, that was the last 9 games, just 53-3.
Yeah.
Sixth inning on in the last 9 games.
Well, they did the same thing on Friday. Friday looked like a game that was in previous non-offensive performing years, that was a loss. Sunday, yesterday would have been a loss. The Cubs this year have the highest run differential in the National League, plus 91. If not for those blasted Yankees, they would have the highest run differential in baseball. The Yankees are only 8 ahead of them at 107. They have home run leaders. They have RBI leaders up and down the lineup. And they literally, PCA moves up and down the lineup at Craig Counsell's whims. However, he decides.
But he was right.
I agree.
Look what happened. Justin Turner's bet. Wait, what? Who's bet? PCA's batting cleanup. Oh, okay. And he's going to hit home runs. He's going to ring the foul pole, right?
Yeah.
And then Justin Turner, we're moving. Wait, what? Who's? Why is Dansby Swanson? Oh, because Dansby Swanson's going to hit home runs. And it's stunning. Seiya Suzuki leads the majors in RBIs, everybody.
And PCA is tied for second.
Uh-huh. And here's what really is. Here's what's critical about this. Jed Hoyer was right. Jed Hoyer, now hope might not be a plan, and he was criticized for it, but he was hoping, he was claiming, he was saying, we need a bunch of guys to play beyond the averages on the back of their baseball cards.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said, and he was criticized for it. He was ridiculed for it. And I remember decades ago, Chuck Tanner, former manager of the White Sox and
Pittsburgh,
Pirates. And he said, if you're going to win a World Series, you need seven guys to have career years. That's it. Minimum seven guys to have career years. And I never went to verify that. Chuck Tanner said it, right?
It's Chuck Tanner. Remember it.
Well, look at what's happening. Just, you knew Miguel Amaya and Carson Kelly as a tandem were better than everybody.
Yeah.
That's a stunning thing to get from your catchers, that what they were doing. And Miguel Amaya gets hurt. You go, oh, no. This was critical because it was the bottom of the lineup. And look, and here comes Reese McGuire, as you mentioned.
Uh-huh.
And here he is showing up his first game on Sunday. And what happens, Espo?
Two home runs.
And it was such a... Now, understand, this guy's career best is five. He had two of them on Sunday. And what was really, what you see, what you feel, if you want to love this Cubs team and the way they do it, you can hate the pitching, you can hate management for not getting quality pitching, getting enough, fixing the bullpen. Bullpen's a crapshoot for everybody every year, except when Rivera was closing for the Yankees, but you were dealing with that. And here's Reese McGuire at, oh, yeah, you're new to the team? You're playing. Get out there.
Get in there.
And he hits two home runs. So he did an interview with Taylor McGregor on Marquee. And early, I listened early part of this interview where she talks to him about what does it mean. And you have, if you see it, you can hear it now, but if you see it, it's more apparent. He gets choked up. It's really a thing for him. Here's Taylor McGregor's interview.
Reese, if somebody would have told you last night that you would be playing today and hit two home runs, what would you have thought?
I'm just thankful for this opportunity to be back here. What a team to be a part of, and that was a fun game.
You're getting a little emotional. What brings that out?
Yeah, just... worked really hard to get back here, and thankful for the opportunity. Teammates, you know, we kept fighting all game. They put up four runs early on our starter, and you know, he had to grind through to put some more innings together and hand it off to the bullpen to kind of piece together the rest of the game. But just one by one, you know, I've been watching these guys on TV and watching them never give up, so it's cool to be a part of that.
You were running around second, and you did the cheer. How did you know to do that?
I think I've seen it on TV a few times from PCA, but and many other guys, but they were definitely top step of the dugout, looking for me, trying to make that happen.
What stands out about this group and why they're able to come back in the fashion that they have so many times?
Relentless, you know, by the leadership of the coaching staff, you know, just constantly saying in our ear how good we are, and hey, never give up. We got at bats to go win, and you know, getting to the bullpen there, getting their start out of the game definitely helped, and just had to piece together some things.
That's Reese McGuire talking with Taylor McGregor. Thanks to Marquee for that. And you could see he got choked up.
Yeah.
This is a guy who played for the White Sox. So you can see why he gets choked up playing for a team that knew how to play actual baseball. By the way, speaking of the White Sox, Lenin Sosa. First of all, they send down all their first basemen. Hi, this kid who was really good to minors. We called him up, and he hit home runs, and we need home runs. We're sending him down. Andrew Vaughn, the biggest waste of space the White Sox have. We're sending him down. And so Lenin Sosa is playing first base. And here's what I think. And I'm not a professional. I can play one on the radio. I think if you're going to play first base, you should know where first base is.
You don't know how to play first base. Scott?
That's right.
It's not that hard, Scott. Tell him, watch.
It's incredibly hard.
That's the White Sox. You know, it's easy. You don't even have to know how to play first base. And the White Sox are proving that.
Little League coach here. We do drills for those things. we cover first drills. We do them. There you go.
So I want to get back to the point about Jed Hoyer, where hope is a plan, but he had planned on these guys have to get better. And it's fair to think guys could get better. Say it couldn't suck, right? And here he is leading the majors in RBIs, tied with Shohei Crow Armstrong with 14 home runs. They're both tied for seventh in the majors, yep. Right? Every part, you knew Kyle Tucker was good, and early, he was it. He was Cody Bellinger from a couple of years ago, where he's just going to carry the team, right? Every part of his slash line is above his career average. Even though his home runs aren't, every part of his slash line. Mark Potash posted this. You can read him at markpotash.net, and I encourage you to. The Cubs 7, 8, and 9 hitters went 15 for 40. That's a .375 average. With 4 homers and 7 RBIs in the Red Series, and are hitting .277 for the season.
Way above Major League average. Yeah.
With an OPS of .842, that would rank 3rd in MLB among 3, 4, 5 hitters behind the Dodgers and the Yankees. This is what Jed Hoyer talked about.
You're, no doubt about it. And listen, we saw a down year due to injury from Dansby Swanson last year. You had no third baseman. You had Nico got hurt at second base. Seiya was hurt. You had a bunch of underperforming guys last year, right? This year you have the opposite. You have overperforming guys. And I know Jed caught some flack for that when he said, we need guys to outperform their baseball card or whatever. But it's happening, and it is absolutely a recipe for success for this team, and it helps. I think having Tucker there, and I mean, PCA's elevation has been amazing, but having Tucker in there, having that star player in there that you would certainly like to have for a long time to come, maybe, please, hint, hint, that would be great.
Yeah.
I think having that in there has been key. We saw it 2 years ago. You mentioned Cody Bellinger. When in 2023, Bellinger carried that team for 3 months before they petered out in September,
he
right?
Had 6 weeks where it
was
seemed
unbelievable.
Like he got to be, if you ever played a game where you got to send up a hitter for every situation, he was always in that situation. He did that.
He was amazing. And then last year, they did not have that. They had injuries. They had belly backslid a little bit. You know, yeah. they did not get that. And the offense struggled at times. This year, as I just mentioned earlier in the segment, you have the best offense in the National League. And your 7, 8, 9 guys are hitting. You're up and down the lineup. And now they couldn't fill third base. They had Shaw up. They had Shaw down. And now Shaw's hitting, too. He's back.
Ian Happ has room to get better. He's of all the guys who need to improve on the back of their baseball card or exceed their career averages. And there's every reason to believe he can do that. And he will do that.
He will even out. Yep. He's even Steven.
Even Steven. And even Ian. So he's an example of even without everybody doing this, he could be yet another guy who would exceed that. And they're doing it to overcome a pitching issue. A lot of pitching issues, whether it's the bullpen. Yesterday, Ben Brown, well, he gave, these are stunning numbers. I wanted to bring them up.
What can Brown do for you,
yes,
Steve?
Yes, Brown cannot come to Wrigley Field for one thing. He has some of the starkest home road splits. And when he's bad on the road now, because he cannot pitch at Wrigley Field. He's not allowed to. The The ERAs aren't his home. I'm sorry, his away, his road ERA is 5.88, which sounds horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his ERA at Wrigley Field is more than a run worse. 6.93. Just to clarify, not a good thing. His road whip, 1.269, not so much, right?
Mm-mm.
His home whip, his Wrigley Field whip, 1.9.
Oh, boy.
4.6. His strikeout to walk ratio, this is where it really gets. Now, this is a guy, right? He throws 1,000 miles an hour, and he's the next young thing, the next great thing, the next hard throwing thing. His strikeout to walk ratio on the road is 6.50. Home, it's 2.57. Can't strike out people at home. At Wrigley, you're going to play half your games at Wrigley. You're going to play playoff games.
Home field advantage.
If he is in this, if he is in this rotation when they make the playoffs, and we're allowed to look at the standings now, right? Because it's Memorial Day, right? We're allowed to look at it. Now, I'm sure there's, you know, I haven't seen the stat that I know on May 1st, teams that were in first place were still, a third of the teams were not going to make the playoffs. But I don't know what the number is. I imagine that 25% of the teams that are in first place on Memorial Day are not going to be in the playoffs. But we can look at the standings. The Cubs are in first place in a division that seemed winnable. It's a crazy division. Cardinals look like they quit playing baseball. They wanted to be the Colorado Rockies and all of a sudden they have
they've been on fire. Yep.
Yeah. And there you go. And like, no, they're evil and dreaded. We don't want to see the Cardinals do that.
But
Cubs are in first place and they're doing it with that offense. And Wrigley hasn't really played to that offense yet. Like last year it played to the pitchers. Pitching was really good.
Yep.
You assume there's a chance. I don't know. What has climate change meant for Wrigley? Don't you think the hitting's going to get better?
I know. Absolutely. Well, we haven't had summer yet, and you know, it's 60 or whatever, barely outside right now here on Memorial Day. And I know this, talking to Ron Coomer a ton last season up in the booth, is that the wind, the whole season last year, the wind played to the pitching. So they talked about this a lot on the game broadcast about how that was one of the reasons why the Cubs' offense struggled last year and one of the reasons why the pitching was better. But you're correct in saying that. The ballpark has not played to the offense yet this season.
Whatever happens, Shota's going to come back. Justin Steele will not. Ben Brown is this enigma at home. Colin Ray, do you believe in him for a full season? I have a trade idea. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I will run this trade proposal by you. And those of you out in Scorehead Land, and yes, 815 Texter, it is Monday. It still sucks. Congratulations for connecting the dots. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mike Esposito. We're in for Mully and Haw. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Steve Rosenblum. Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I know those guys. Welcome in, welcome back. Steve Rosenblum with Mike Esposito. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're in for Mully and Haw. Wish you a respectful and restful Memorial Day. Again, it's hard to say happy Memorial Day when it's about the death of people who sacrificed in war under the horrible conditions. And we thank them for that. So that's why I say respectful.
I learned my lesson on this, and it was actually on these very airwaves, I don't know how many years ago, and I was on Memorial Day, and I wished everyone a happy Memorial Day, and then I got the lesson. And it's exactly as you said. You're not saying that people should be happy that people died in service of our country, But I've seen it phrased. In fact, I saw it driving in on one of those digital billboards. It said Happy Memorial Day, and then it flipped the very next screen. You know, we thank our veterans who gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we can enjoy our freedoms, or paraphrasing, whatever the message is. But that is the proper way to do it. It's not a happy occasion, but, you know, we are happy that we live in this country and that people do defend our country sometimes at the cost of their lives.
Indeed. So with gratitude and respect, we will carry on this Memorial Day. 469 texter, Rosie, I'm baked and thought of this. Best five quarterbacks that never won a Super Bowl. Fouts, Kelly, Marino, Moon, Tarkenton. Thoughts? All right, we'll carry that on later. The
Rex Grossman is not on that list.
8 o'clock, neither Kyle Orton either. The 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk with Herb Howard of the Bigs, and he covers the Bears on the beat with them. At 9 o'clock, Bruce Levine will be here, and we'll talk baseball with Bruce. 9:30 or so, John Greenberg, the columnist for The Athletic in Chicago, will talk. Maybe he's seen Caleb Williams or his father or heard from them because nobody else has. And we'll talk Cubs baseball and hope is a plan. All right. I have a trade proposal for you and all of you out there in Scoreland. 312-644-6767. Would you trade PCA, Shohei Crow Armstrong, for Paul Skeens?
Would I trade? And I have not heard this before, so this is fresh to me.
But it came up with Paul Skeens, with the Pirates, who are never going to want to pay for the next whatever great pitcher. You fill in the name there, but sure, he's going to cost a lot of money because he may be the most important arm in baseball. And the Pirates don't do that. And so if the Pirates are going to get something for him, there was talk of trade. It's nonsense. We're not going to do this. Never believe sports executives when they call it nonsense.
When was the last time the Pirates won anything? Exactly.
Right. And it's always in play. As soon as you realize that Wayne Gretzky got traded or sold, that it could happen. Would you trade Shohei Crow Armstrong for Paul Skeens?
Go ahead.
I'm just saying this is a young MVP candidate for the Cubs,
right?
A young Cy Young contender. Hello. And which is more important?
My initial gut reaction is no, I would not trade Shohei Crow Armstrong for Paul Skeens. Not because I don't like Paul Skeens.
He's taking this personally, Espo.
I know he is, but because I think what PCA brings, he's so great in center field. He's figured it out at the plate. He's the fastest guy in the, you know, all of the categories he brings in. And with Skeens, it's simply this. He's a pitcher. Pitchers get hurt. You're going to have to pay him a ton of dough. He's going to have arm problems. It's inevitable, right? I mean, we talked about Maddux earlier. So he does not have arm troubles, but he doesn't throw 100, right? He threw 90 or whatever, 92. For that reason, I would not... Not that I wouldn't pay Paul Skeens if he were a free agent, but I wouldn't trade PCA for him, if that makes sense.
Most important commodity in the game is pitching, starting pitching. As Vin Scully legendarily said, momentum is the next day's starting pitcher.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And this is the best young pitcher. Well, Tarik Skubal probably is, but Paul Skeens, younger, less experience, but he's got the fastball, the splitter, the splinker. He invents pitches. He's like Yu Darvish, and he's got 75 different pitches, and they all strike you out.
And he's got a mustache. And will Livy Dunn come with him? Will she be at Wrigley Field then?
You can ask her. So he was tied when I was doing this over the weekend. He was tied for pitching BWAR 2.1. He was tied for 10th in ERA, 2.36, with Shane Smith of the White Sox, by the way, at the time. And he was 10th in whip, but the whip was 0.95.
And that's 10th?
Yeah, it's 10th.
Good Lord.
Tied for 6th in batting average against 190. Batting average against 190. So we're not even asking the wind to blow in.
Nope.
at Wrigley. We're just asking Paul Skeens here. And PCA, do you think the Cubs have enough in the lineup that they could trade PCA? Now, PCA, as you said earlier, right, tied for seventh in home runs at 14. Mm-hmm. And second in RBIs, tied for second in RBIs with Rafael Devers behind teammate Seiya Suzuki,
yep,
right? He was in the top five in slugging. He was right around where Schwarbs was. Mm-hmm. Boy, you'd like to have that.
Schwarbs is having himself a year, by the way.
Jed, hello, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he's in the top 10 in stolen bases. He is second in Fangraphs WAR behind mm-hmm. Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Shohei Kuroh
the guy
Armstrong
batting 400 with 20 home runs already. Yeah,
3.1. And yet pitching is the most important commodity in the game.
I can't do it. I think, I'm not saying you don't sign Skeens, but, you want to give up prospects, you want to give up Iowa and, you know, West Tennessee and whatever else for Paul Skeens, you know, knock yourselves out. You want to give up Matt Shaw for Paul Skeens, knock yourself out. This year he's showing he is one of the best players in the game. Now, if you play this out, and we talked earlier about Tucker, they have to figure out what they're going to do with Tucker. They got to try to re-sign Tucker. PCA's price has gone way up in the 2 months of this season, right? They were talking about, at least reportedly talking about, trying to get one of those early extensions done before.
Who's going to make the better Yankee, Tucker or PCA?
Man, I think
because they'll pay. That team will pay, especially for left-handed hitting in right field in Yankee Stadium. Their owner will pay. That team,
I think,
will pay.
Tucker is going to make a great Yankee.
A great
sadly.
Yankee,
yeah. I do. I think. Well, and just logically, the Cubs will hold on to PCA through his arbitration years, and then the fun begins. Unless you think they're going to extend him early. Do you think they're going to extend him early? I mean, there's been rumblings that they're trying to, but whatever they had thought.
Every at bat, the pricing, cha-ching.
That's what I mean. Whatever they thought in April is long gone now. I mean, there's no chance for the, you know, team-friendly, long-term, you know, here's your security kid contract, right? The, you know, the Eloy Jimenez, Luis Robert, not that those worked out at all, but, you know, that type of.
By the way, the White Sox should trade Eloy Jimenez. I don't care what you get. Because as soon as he becomes tradable and good, he's going to get hurt.
I have an all-time story for you, and I was just telling this the other day, and it's too funny because we happen to see a Yoan Moncada highlight on MLB Network. He's playing for the Angels now. So there was a day when I took my youngest, Jake, to the White Sox game, and he wanted, naturally, a jersey. So we go to the store, and blah, blah, blah. He picks out this real nice old-school 83 winning ugly jersey, but it's Yoan Moncada. So his lone White Sox purchase is a Yoan Moncada jersey. Dad, not to be outdone, I said, well, I'll get myself something, whatever, too. So I'm like, but, you know, I'm more of a Cubs fan. I've grown up with the Cubs. So I said, I'll get Eloy Jimenez because he was once a Cub. So we came out of, at the time, Guaranteed Rate Field with a Eloy Jimenez t-shirt, which is now used for jogging and yard work.
Uh-huh.
And a Yoan Moncada jersey, which I haven't seen in 2 years.
312-644-6767. 630 texture, you really discount PCA's impact in the field and on the bases. The hitting this year is extra unexpected bonus. I'm not discounting anything. I'd mention the stolen bases. His defense is spectacular. I'm talking about trading a young MVP candidate for a young Cy Young candidate. Would you do it, knowing pitching is the most important part of baseball and the Cubs are deficient in pitching?
A 630 texter is answering your question in this manner. Would you trade Lou Brock for Ernie Brolio?
Yeah. All right, we'll come back with your texts and your phone calls. Would you trade PCA for Paul Skeens? 312-644-6767. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mike Esposito. We're in for Mully and Haw. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Steve Rosenblum. Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Welcome in, welcome back. Indeed, I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mike Esposito. We're in for Molly and Ha this Memorial Day. Respectful Memorial Day. Gratitude. People who gave their lives so we could enjoy freedoms. Like arguing about a PCA for Paul Skeens trade. That's what we do here.
That's what we're doing.
312-6767-815 texter. Hell no! That's great. All right.
We love the 815.
Let's go to the phones. Psycho from Westchester. There we go. You're welcome to the score. How are you, Psycho?
Good, Steve. Love your show. I still love listening to you guys as well.
Thank you, Psycho.
Listen, I would not make the trade. Paul Skeens, but pitches every 5 days.
Yes.
PCA is an everyday player.
Uh-huh.
And the Cubs have been looking for a leadoff man for how many years since Dexter Fowler's been gone? They've had struggles with their offense. This guy ignites your offense. Why would you want to trade him?
Well, he only bats
get hurt.
He only bats leadoff when Ian Happ is hurt. Ian Happ's your leadoff hitter. Maybe you should introduce yourself to that lineup. PCA bats all over the place, but only leadoff when Ian Happ is not available.
Ian's days are running short for the Cubs. If you ask my opinion, I think the Cubs should trade this guy. PCA's leadoff man. That's my opinion.
All right, you're breaking up, Psycho. Appreciate the call. 312-644-6767. So we'll put him down for a no. And a lot of texters made the point. Can't get to all of them, but a lot of texters made the point. PCA is there every day. Paul Skeens is once every 5 days. Okay, I'll give you that. But why is pitching more important than hitting then? Why is pitching the most valuable commodity in the game?
And for what it's worth, to Psycho's point, Ian Happ's, this is his last year of his contract.
Last year of a lot of contracts, timing out with going into the season where there's going to be a work stoppage. After that, it appears, do owners want to be on the hook for works that will lockout language or strike language be a part of every contract? And again, who will make a better Yankee, PCA or Kyle Tucker?
I sadly think it's Kyle Tucker.
Rob from Waukegan, welcome to the score. How are you?
Hey,
Rob,
guys.
Hi. You want to be on the radio, Rob?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Well, just for this conversation, I do. I'm not letting go of PCA. Not in a million years for $1 million. I'm not letting this guy go.
Why?
I mean, he's everything that the Wrigleyville culture stands for. You know, you're absolutely right. Pitching is a must-have to be a winning team. You're absolutely right that the Cubs are in need of pitching. But my whole thing is we were in need in pitching in the past, but what we didn't have was this offense that we had now to make up ground for it. You know what I'm saying? When your pitchers give up 2-3 runs early, but your offense can put up 10, you know, and you're not even worried about it. You have Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer talking about, we're down 3-0, but that's nothing at Great American Ballpark. We can come back easily. When you have the offense that we have now, it's okay that we're lacking in pitching a little bit that we are. You know, we have guys that can bring it back. And Pete Crow Armstrong is a huge, huge part of that. He buys into the whole magic of Wrigley and has his moments. You know, he not only – and it's every phase of the game. You know, we talk about his speed on the base. That's awesome. But if you look at it, he's causing these all-star gold glove defensive players, good, solid, veteran defensive players, to make errors that you never see them make because they are so worried about PCA on the bases.
You know, you're right. You're right about all that, Rob. You're right about all that. I appreciate the call. You're right about what he does in so many different ways. His defensively, he is it's soul-crushing if you're an opponent, and the way he can take away, we saw him do it last year, and he will do it, and he has done it, and his the threat he is on the bases does make good players look shaky, and he is, again, he trails only Aaron Judge in WAR, 3.1 WAR. Aaron Judge is in a whole different solo
certain Hall
system.
Of Famer batting 400 here on Memorial Day.
It's
crazy.
And Rob was right. The Cubs lineup has made up for all the pitching deficiencies, whether it's guys who suck or guys who aren't here, whatever it is. It's been, and we ran down the numbers of the 7, 8, and 9 hitters, and we've ran down the numbers of the, in the last 9 games, they've outscored opponents 53-3 in innings 6, 7, 8, 9. And
it's been unbelievable. And listening to Pat and Zach yesterday on the call, I was in the car. Not going to the Jewels yesterday. We were going to baseball, but when the Cubs are still trailing. And Pat said something very Pat-esque, and, you know, and it was very prescient, but it was a you know, in this ballpark, Zach, you know, the Cubs can score runs in bunches or something to that effect. And then, you know, magically the comeback happened. But the other thing about PCA, and you don't necessarily always have to look at this, but in this case you will. Care to guess at what PCA is earning this year?
$20. Right? He gets $5 more. $5 more than George McCaskey offered Olin Krutz.
Oh, man.
He gets $20, I think.
He's slightly above minimum wage. But
he's paid like a score producer, right? Isn't that what he's getting paid?
He's only 23. He's making $771,000, which to you and I is a great deal of money. But
it's
in
good.
Baseball, it's not. The other beautiful part about this from a team standpoint, and which is why they will not trade him, is that he is pre-arbitration for the next 2 years after this, meaning he's not even eligible for arbitration.
Skeens, too. Skeens is in the same situation. Now, here's interesting. 312 texture. We had a lot of textures make the point about PCA, he's there every day for it. He does so many different things. And other textures made the point, when is Skeens' UCL surgery? When do we plan on having
no doubt.
That?
That's it.
And it seems very likely. 312 texture does this. Here's the writer in the contract deal, right? I will make the trade if the Cubs guarantee signing Tucker.
If you keep Tucker, Tucker's what, 27, 26, 27, something like that, right? I mean, we could obviously look at
Theo's
it up.
Prime window.
He's in the window. I still have a hard time making that trade. And I get it. Like, you think about starting rotation being hugely important, and if you had run down the Cubs starting rotation before the season, it's a strength, right? And you would say, starting with all-star candidates, Justin Steele and Shota Imanaga, and now both are hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't have enough starting pitching. We go 7 or 8 deep every year, more than that some years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I still don't know. PCA is so dynamic. That's a tough one.
One of the things Steve Stone said years and years and years ago, but it came from such a smart place, not just Steve Stone, but it came from, I think it was Hank Peters, the GM of the Baltimore Orioles, and the Orioles were contenders for decades, right?
Yep.
From
that starting
whenever
rotation.
Whenever Earl Weaver showed up after Hank Bauer and whatever. And the theory was, not the theory, but the way they act, if you lose a pitcher, you go out and get another hitter. If you lose a hitter, go out, get it. Don't fill in what you just missed, because everybody knows you got to make a trade for that. So go get something else. And getting a hitter, if you can make a trade this early, getting a hitter when you lose Shota Imanaga or whatever, and the Cubs got it. I'm not saying Reese McGuire is the guy, but the guy's got it because we have so many guys living out Judd's prophecy. Judd, hope is a prayer. Hope is a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Praying is a plan. And you're praying the guys play above their base, and they're hitting above the back of their baseball cards.
And you mentioned the catching position. Nico's having a good year. Dansby's been red hot. Shaw has come back red hot. We already talked about the outfield. The outfield is insane. It's Kyle Tucker, Pete Crow Armstrong, and whether it's Happ in left and Saya DHing, think about that.
Yeah.
Numbers-wise here on Memorial Day, think about the four guys I just mentioned. And really, the three, Hap's been, he's been fine, but he's not been all-star MVP caliber. Saya, there were days when Saya played left, PCA played center, and Kyle Tucker played right. That's just amazing. what they're getting out of that outfield right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they do. Read that.
Yeah, we could listen to them and enjoy it today, because today it's Cubs versus Rockies from Wrigley Field. Pregame coverage begins at 12:45. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer, first pitch at 1:20 on The Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network. Then later this evening, tune in starting at 7 for a Cubs instant classic instant replay of their wild victory back on Friday, April 18th against the Diamondbacks. That's all right here on The Score and the Odyssey app.
You know, we're going to have to make, like, take an entire week to replay all their classic comeback victories.
It's been
not
seriously.
Just the Diamondbacks. You're talking about everything late innings. That's what they do. We're going to take a break from talking Cubs baseball. We'll get back to this. We'll get back to your thoughts on the trading PCA for Paul Skeens. But when we come back, we'll talk to Herb Howard of the Bigs. We'll talk Bears football. Maybe he's found Caleb Williams.
Probably not.
And find out what nuking the city would have involved. I want to know that.
I have some ideas.
Do I need Kevlar? Do I need a gas mask? Laramie Tunsil's gas mask from...
Oh, boy.
312-644-6767. Steve Rosen with Mike Esposito in for Molly and Haw. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.